Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Our series this month, as you've noticed, those of you that have been attending, is called Let Down Your Nets. And this series is in preparation for the Come With Your Burden service. You know, the Bible is very clear about the fact that every believer is part of the Lord's harvest of the end time. Yes, you are not exempt from it. Don't disqualify yourself. Many are called, including you. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. But this morning, I'm going to talk on a little different aspect of the same message. And going forward, I will bring you back on it, because the Lord just showed me something that I think can help a lot of us in our different endeavors of life. So talking about let down your nets, but under the subtitle, how to maximize your chances for success. Amen. Now, we're talking about how to maximize your chances for success on the 29th of September. Yes, how to maximize your chances for success on your wedding day. Yes. How to maximize your chances for success at the interview. Yes, how to maximize your chances for success at any endeavor that you find yourself involved in. Human beings are forever trying to fulfill, achieve, you know, do something. Yes, and I guess any help, any advice, any principle, any tool that can assist you in maximizing your chances of winning, of being chosen, of moving forward, I think that should be considered. Amen? So come with me in the book of Luke 5. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 7. The Bible says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land." Hallelujah. "And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.'" Not for fun, not to try. Let down your net for a catch. That statement is clear. Launch into the deep, let down your net, you will catch something. "But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. Their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink." Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that God will bless each one of us with a net breaking, boat sinking miracle. Amen. On the 29th of September. Oh, that the hall will be full to capacity. Amen. Outside will be full. Amen. We need to call other churches to come and help us with the way. Yes. Oh, yes. Why not? Hallelujah. Amen. What is God telling us this morning? Tell your neighbor, let down your nets. Let down your nets. Let down your nets. That is what God is saying. Now, we find it, you know, we're picking it from there straight so that we don't waste time. The Bible says, when Jesus had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets," plural, for a catch, not for a trial, for a catch. Let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net," singular. Obviously, based on the experience that Simon had had overnight, he had no intention of letting down all the nets in the river. He was coming from a bad and a negative experience. So he let down only one net. But that one net he let down caught so much fish that it started breaking. Then when he called the colleague came with two boats. They used the same one net that they caught, they used. The two boats were now full and the boat started sinking with the catch of one net. Only God knows what could have happened if all the nets were let down. Would you agree with me that much more fish or many more big fish could have been caught that day if more nets were let down? And that is the reality of your life and my life. A lot of things are not happening right now because only one net is in the water. Only one net is in the water. And you see, that is okay, but it's not enough for you to do well. You know, all your nets must be in the water. All your nets. Please, help me tell the person next to you, let down all your nets. Let down all your nets. This is a principle that Jesus is teaching us today. This is the principle that will help us on the 29th of September to catch a mighty miracle catch. Because all the nets in every area will be in the water. All the nets. Hallelujah. You see, there are many nets, and all those nets need to be in the water. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So I want to quickly assist you right now. And you know, just to give you a few, what it means to lay down all your nets. You know, because there are different ways you can understand this. But I want to show you different things that are the same as letting down all. Number one, letting down your net is all about giving it all you've got. Giving it all you've got. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. All your might. Don't leave anything behind. We miss the catch many times because we are doing it with half the might. We are doing it with little might or even no might at all. But the Bible says once you find something to do, put in everything. Everything must be in that thing. That is how you maximize your chances of success. I see you from today, whenever an opportunity is given you in the church to be an usher, to be a dancing star, whatever opportunity is given you for the 29th of September to do anything, listen, do it with all your might, everything within you. That is what is going to give us a catch. When you go for outreach, do it with all your might. When you are praying for the conference, do it with all your might. Whatever you are doing, do it with all your might. All your might. You are organizing an area, you are a constituency leader, do the work with all your might. That is how we will end up with a miracle catch on the 29th. That is what it means to lay down all your nets. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. In other words, let there be no mediocrity. Let there be no laziness. That's the key. That's the key. Number two, letting down your net is all about doing just a little bit more. Doing just a little bit more. I know you have done what is required. But you see, when you are letting down all your net type of a person, You do just a little bit more. You go the extra mile. Like, this is what we're asked to do for the conference. This is what we're given to do for the, come with your burden service. But you know what? I'm going to do just a little bit more. I'm going to push it just a little bit more. That is how we say you are letting down all your nets. You are letting down all your nets. Can you help me tell the person next to you, do just a little bit more? Just a little bit more. But then don't just end with the mere minimum. That is not enough. You cannot catch a lot. You see, Peter did just enough. But Peter needed to do just a little bit more. Just a little. I mean, I want to ask you a question. What does it cost to let a second net? I mean, like, if you let the first net, the energy you use to let the first net, will you die if we let a second net? That, you know, that just a little bit more was going to bring a mighty harvest. Just one more house to reach. One more house. You know, the other day, I went with my family for a game drive. And, you know, the Lord blessed the game drive so much. So when we started, we saw a lot of animals. But we entered a season of drought where all the animals have they've disappeared. We can't find them in the park anymore. And we took a certain path thinking that maybe we can find some lions or something like that. And I see we are driving and there's nothing, not even an ant. We are seeing nothing anywhere. You know, and I found an area where I could turn. And I told my wife, you know, I think let's turn here. And she also said, yes, let's turn here. But you know, we had seen a car coming from the other side of the same path. And that car kind of disappeared. We didn't see it. I mean, it was supposed to have reached us. And it had not reached us. So I told my wife, if this car that we saw coming didn't reach us, maybe there's something that they saw. So let's push a little bit. Lo and behold, just that little, I think it was not even 1 or 2 minutes drive from where we were. We enter another world with animals. And I thought about it. You know, we almost stopped here. If it wasn't for that white car we saw, we could have returned. And we were going to return exactly where animals were waiting for us. And this is the beauty of doing just a little bit more. I know you were asked to stand and welcome the people, but can you do just a little bit more and smile? Just a little bit more and ask them, how was your week? Can you do just a little bit more? I know you were asked to sing, but can you do just a little bit more and also invite 2 people? Can you do just a little bit more? This is how you maximize your chances for success. Come with me to the book of 2 Kings 13 from verse 14. The Bible says, now Elisha had been suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoaz, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried. The chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elisha said, get a bow and some arrows. And he did so. Take the bow in your hands, he said to the king of Israel. And when he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Open the east window, he said, and he opened it. Shoot, Elisha said, and he shot. The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram, Elisha declared. Wow. Hallelujah. You will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, take the arrows. And the king took them. Take the arrows. And the king took them. Elisha told him, strike the ground. So he struck it 3 times and stopped. The man of God was angry with the king and said, you should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. Elisha died and was buried. What a sad story of a king who couldn't do just a little bit more. I want to ask you a question. What difference does it make to strike 3 times and to add another? When you strike the other time, will it affect anything? Will you lose your strength? But little did he know that just every strike was a victory. Every strike, just like that. That little more, that little bit that you are doing here has a big effect over there. Just praying just a little bit more. Instead of 10 minutes, make it 30 minutes. Just a little bit more. Coming to church, just a little bit more. Being holy, just a little bit more. Staying away from TV, just a little bit more. You know, you don't know what impact it can have. Just a little bit more. Letting down all your net is that. Don't just do the mere minimum. Do just a little bit more. Is this helping somebody that is listening to me right now? Just do a little bit more. Just a little bit more. How many things could have changed in your life if you were doing just a little bit more? Just a little bit more. What does it mean to let down your net? Number 3, letting down your net is all about sowing multiple seeds. Sowing multiple seeds. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6. In the morning, sow your seed. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper. Either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Hallelujah. Sowing multiple seeds is letting down all your nets. And the principle is that you see, you don't know which seed is going to do well. Imagine a farmer has a huge field and he only sows one seed. Look at the danger of that seed. What if the birds eat it? What if the ants attack it? What if that part of the soil is not fertile enough? By sowing seeds in the whole ground, he's multiplying his chances of success. That's the mere reason, or one of the major reasons why Alive Bible Church believes in having one church in many locations. You see, you never know which locations is going to do well. You cannot think that only Kalanyoni will do well. You don't know. Maybe we have a bigger cathedral waiting for us in another location. And we will never discover this unless we continue sowing seeds everywhere. Don't just sow one seed. You spoke to one guy in the church and it's enough for you. No. I'm not saying now, okay, start confusing everybody. But you see, don't limit yourself. Number four, letting down your net is all about not keeping back anything that can maximize your chances of success. Don't keep back anything that can maximize your chances of success. Acts 20 verse 20. And how I kept back nothing. I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you that I have shown you and I have taught you publicly and from house to house. Paul was telling these people that, look, I didn't hold back. I laid down all my nets. Anything that could be profitable to you, I showed you. Anything that can help you succeed, I will show you. And that is what I'm doing this morning. I'm letting down more nets. I'm using this message to give you more tools for you to succeed. He says, I taught you publicly, but I didn't only teach you publicly. When I had a chance in the house, I also taught you there. I didn't say, no, I only teach in the public so I cannot. No. Letting down your net means that you don't hold back what can help people. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. You don't hold back what can help yourself. How many people hold back their gifts? They hold back. They keep to themselves when they should be out there. When they should be out there. You know, there are people with bad breath, never knew they could sing. They died. Nobody knew they could sing. They kept that from people. People were buried. We never knew they could preach. People were buried, we never knew they could dance. People were buried, we never knew they could be a business person. Because they kept back those things. They held them back. Don't be one of those people, my brother. If you're going to let down all your nets, you shouldn't keep back anything that can increase your chances of success. Because you see, like I said about the seeds, you never really know what is going to attract a person to you. You never really know which net will catch the fish. That's why fishermen, good fishermen, they come and throw a net here, they go and throw a net there, they go and throw another net there. That's how you maximize your chances. Number five, letting down your net is all about not allowing past failures to discourage you from trying again. Don't allow past failures to discourage you from trying again. We see a case in point here in Luke 5, 4 to 5. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch. But Simon answered to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Why is he letting down one net? Not because he only has one net. He's letting down one net, like I said earlier, because he had a bad experience in the night. So letting down all your net means that no matter how bad yesterday was, you continue behaving as if there was no problem yesterday. That is what will take for you to do well in the ministry, to do well in your family, to do well in your business, because all days are not the same. There's going to be bad days. There's going to be bad years. But a bad year doesn't mean you must stop letting down all your nets. A bad relationship doesn't mean you must stop letting down the nets. You must be like Adam. In the book of Genesis 4:25, the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife again. Oh yes, again. And she bore a son and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. Would you see here that Adam and Eve did not allow the death of Abel to discourage them from trying again, from doing something again? That's why the Bible says Adam knew his wife again. They had just had a bad experience where they lost one of their sons through murder. And you know, all it takes sometimes is just one bad experience like that, and somebody will never fly again. Somebody will never enter a car again. Somebody will never go out on a date again. Oh, somebody will never try to do a church again. Oh, somebody will never trust a pastor again. Oh, somebody will never pay his tithe again. All it takes is a small bad experience. But thank God for Adam and Eve. Even though they had a terribly bad experience as a result of that murder, the Bible says Adam knew his wife again. I see you doing something again. You are doing it again. You are going out again. You are going for outreach again. You are trying a relationship again. You are writing your exams again. You are trying a business again. You are going for a driver's lesson again. That is what it means to lay down all your nets, my friend. Lay down all your nets. Don't allow discouragement. Life is made of ups and downs from time to time. And when you see a person up, it doesn't mean he doesn't have that. He just chooses to not stay there. He climbs back up. He climbs back up. And you are climbing back up in the name of Jesus. Number six, letting down your net is all about engaging every possible help available to you. Engage every help at your disposal. Every help at your disposal. Don't let it there. Engage it. The Bible tells us that when their net began to sink, they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. Don't be proud, oh. Yes, sir. Don't allow pride to kill you on your corner there. No. I mean, you can see that this sister can help you. You are not engaging the help. You only have one net. The only net is that little thing you're trying. But there is another net there through the help of this person. And there's another net there through the help of that other person. And there's another net through the help of that other neighbor. But you're not engaging those help out of pride. No. Unlike Peter, he swallowed his pride and he asked for help. And sometimes that is what it means to lay down your net. Ask for help. By asking for help, you are multiplying your chances of success, because now more hands are on the deck. More people are going to come to assist you. And that is what makes you successful. 7, letting down your net is all about giving your very best every single time. Not some of the time. Not when it is a special occasion. Not when it is, no. Every single time, give it your very best. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, preach the word, be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Be prepared. In other words, be ready to always give it your very best. When you are taken by surprise or when you are told in advance, be ready to always give it your very best. And for you to give it always your very best, you should live ready. You should live ready. You should always be a step ahead of yourself. That is how you will give it your very best, because you never know who's going to hear you. You never know who's going to listen to you. You never know who's watching you. And maybe the day the person that is supposed to change your life is watching, that's the day you decide you're going to give a poor performance. It happens a lot that, you know, people are not aware. You know, Mike Tyson was discovered because he was boxing. He was in a fight. He was fighting somebody. But because Mike Tyson used to like fighting, so when he is fighting you, he fights you with his best. Like, he gave it his best. He fought that guy. Beat that guy proper. But he didn't know that the day he was fighting that guy, beating him on the street, there was a boxing coach who was watching. After they managed to separate them, that coach approached him and said, "But the way you beat that guy for free, I tell you, if you can allow me to teach you a few things, you start beating people like this and making a lot of money for yourself." He said, there's nothing else I'm doing. So if you can train me. And that's how Mike Tyson became Mike Tyson. He didn't know who was watching, but he was just used to beating people properly. Do you understand? Yeah. So whenever you are doing something, man, go all out. Lastly, letting down all your net is all about developing all your gifts and abilities. Develop all your gifts and abilities. Develop all of them. You might not use all of them, but give each one a chance. Give each one a chance. Because what I've learned with my life is that, you know, at different stages of my life, certain gifts kicks in. There was a time in my life where the only gift that was kicking in was the gift of singing. Then another time came where the gift that was kicking in was the gift of playing piano. Then another time, so there are different, even though all the gifts are there, but they usually don't all happen at the same time. Because your gift makes room for you. So when the time to make room comes, then the gift starts, that particular gift starts coming out. And I think the person that best exemplifies your, like the fact that you should, you know, prepare and develop all your gifts is David. In the book of 1 Samuel 16 verse 18, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, "One of the servants said to Saul, 'One of Jesse's sons from Bethlehem is a talented harp player.'" Remember, Saul was now attacked by that spirit, and then they needed somebody who can play the harp to smoothen him and, you know, stuff like that. So they needed they were on a hand for a musician. Then one of the servants of Saul came to tell Saul, "You know what? I have seen David, the son of Jesse, and he is a talented harp player. He's not just a harp player. He is a talented harp player." But look, this is the word I want you to go home with. The servant told Saul, "Not only that," that's the word I want, those three words, I want you to take them home with you. "He's a talented harp player. But not only that, he is a brave warrior. He is a man of war. And he has good judgment. He is also a fine-looking young man." My God. And the Lord is with him. Wow. I mean, look at this type of CV that David has. I mean, and David is not going around giving business cards to people. This is things that are all in him. And a person just observed him from far and made this analogy or this analysis of him. Many people, you will just say, no, he's a very good musician. And it will end there. Full stop. Oh, she's a good dancing star. Full stop. Oh, she's a good usher. Full stop. Oh, he's a good preacher. Full stop. Oh, he's a good sound guy. Full stop. Oh, he's a good cameraman. Full stop. But look at David. He is good in playing the harp. Not only that. What else can we add? I mean, I want to say he's a good dancing star, but not only that. Can you give us the other side of you? The other side of you. We enter his character. He's a brave warrior. He's not afraid. The guy has courage. He's a man of war. He fights battles. He has good judgment. So he makes good decisions. Wow. Then he's fine-looking young man. He's taking good care of his appearance. Look at all these things. And then on top of that, the Lord is with him. He has secured the anointing. He has secured the presence of God. He has a relationship with God. I pray that this will become, you know, things that you are working on. Because this is how you maximize your chances of success. I don't believe that David was the only talented harp player in the area. But he had more than that. They said, not only is he a talented harp player, he's this. Yes, we thank God that you are a good sister. But not only that, you also have a driver's license. Not only that, you also know how to speak good English. Not only that, you also know how to use the laptop. Not only that, you also know how to... I mean, there's so many things that you can develop into and maximize your chances. When I preached this message in Kalanyon, I didn't say even 2% of the things I've just shared with you. But you see, I was telling them that you should not just be... No, he knows how to speak Tswana. Not only that, he can speak English. Not only that, he can speak French. Not only that, he can speak Spanish. Why can't you have more things to say about you that will increase your chances of success? You are strengthening your CV. You are adding more and more and more stones to your tower. And your tower keeps rising higher. And that's the principle I wanted to teach you today. And I hope and pray that it helps you to really, really reconsider how many nets are in the water at the moment. Every stagnation is usually a proof that there is either no net in the water, or there are few nets, or only one net is in the water. Poverty is a clear sign there are no nets in the water. Being broke is a proof there are no nets in the water. I've shown you many things you can do. It's not all about, you know, getting a job. It's also about developing yourself. All of this is part doing just a little bit more. Sowing multiple seeds. Not allowing the things of yesterday to block you. Like all of that is increasing your chances. Maximizing your chances of success. Can we stand on our feet this morning? I hope and believe that this has been a blessing to you. We thank God for his word. Come on, raise your hands wherever you are and start thanking God for the word that you have received today. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks for your word that has come to challenge us to let down the nets, to let down the nets. Because there is always more possibilities that we need to believe and throw ourselves in there. And I pray for your people this morning. As they have heard your word, I pray in the name of Jesus that every single one of them will receive grace to let down all their nets. Will receive grace to let down all their nets in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, raise your hands to the Lord right now and say, Father, I thank you for your word that came today. I pray that you will give me wisdom in the areas where I need to apply this word. Maybe I have been blinded by one net that is in the water. Maybe I have been blinded by two nets that are in the water. But Father, show me the other net. Show me the other net that I can let down. Show me the other net. Show me the other net. The other possibilities that are there that I can also do. There are always more. Why? Why have you only let one CV down? Why is it that there's only one CV out there? Multiply your seeds. Multiply your seeds. Go to more companies. Let down more CVs. Increase your capacity. Increase your chances. Somebody pray that prayer right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth. Father, help me to let down more nets. Hey, maybe you are building people. Maybe you are a disciple maker. Don't only disciple two people. Throw more seeds. Give more people a chance. The Bible says, and he appointed 70 also. 70 also. 70 also. 70 also. Why don't you look beyond the 7 people you have? There are 70 more people. Why don't you look beyond the area where you are? Oh, he says, go to Jerusalem. Go to Judea. Go to Samaria. Go to the uttermost parts of the earth. Oh, Jesus was saying, let down your nets. All of them, all of them, all of them. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you that this word is entering the spiritual realm. And this word is going to break the obstacles, the stagnations, the limitations, the obstacles, the poverty, the lack that have plagued your people. In the name of Jesus. Shandere baragondorama shandaramondaraba. Somebody is breaking out of deception. Somebody is breaking out of deception. Because of one CV you let out, you are not deceived into thinking you have done something. Somebody is coming out of that deception. You are breaking out of that deception. And you are letting down more nets. Why don't you go for more training? Why don't you go for professional training? Oh, shandere balabalabala. Oh, shandere balabandara balabara balabara ba. Zagadaba shebre katora mandara bandara ba. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit moving and stirring me up where I am here. And I believe that the same power is stirring you up right where you are. God is saying, this is what I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying to tell you this. Stop being lazy. Stop being procrastinative. Stop being procrastinative. Let down more nets. Let down more nets. Shandere barabara. May this word set somebody free today. May this word liberate a cell leader. May this word liberate a shepherd. May this word liberate a shepherdess. May this word liberate a lady pastor, a cell leader, a church member. May this word liberate a husband. May this word liberate a wife. May this word liberate a child, a son, a daughter in the house. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you that we'll return with a mighty catch on the 29th of September as we let down all our nets, as we refuse to hold back, as we choose to develop all our abilities and our potentials. I believe the harvest will truly be great on the 29th of September. I want to encourage you to listen to this message many times and get everybody connected to you to listen to it. I could have chosen to not preach it, but I just felt people, I need to encourage us to see that we are sometimes limiting ourselves. We are limiting ourselves. But God has brought the limit breaker this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give us grace to apply what we heard. Give us grace to apply. The grace to do. The grace to do, the grace to apply, the grace to listen again, the grace to not be discouraged, to keep trying. Thank you, Father. If you are watching this morning, you are not born again, I want you to know something. These things that I'm talking about, you can't even start enjoying them unless you first let the net of salvation touch you. That's the first net. You need to let down this morning. I'm letting down the net of salvation towards you so that God can save your soul. Jesus can enter into your heart. If you are watching but you are not born again, what is the first step I can take today? I must see a seed of faith towards my future. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He died and rose on the third day. I believe that He is the only hope to my life. I want to pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. At the count of three, can raise your right hand. I'll pray with you. 1, 2, 3. God bless you. Also, you're already born again. You want to recommit your life to Jesus. Can I pray with you? 1, 2, 3, your hand up. God bless you. Now, please repeat these words from your heart sincerely. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. From today, I choose to live for you. I will serve you. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, say your name, Pascal. Write that name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance, for throwing another net in my direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.